my wicked stuff. Up in this humpy bumpy.
Welcome back to NFL Double Coverage. I'm Dan Larkin. John's fired up.
Sorry for cutting you off.
Oh, that's all right. This week we're going to talk about free agency, including a lot of new signings.
Our own personal top five quarterbacks.
That's right.
In the draft.
And the NFC North division will be thoroughly covered, because, John, we always do things thoroughly on NFL Double Coverage, right after this. John, so we've got a lot of stuff to cover, but before we begin, do you have anything interesting to say? Or
you killed a Joe.
You make some out.
You know that, baby.
It's so true.
So we had pretty funny events today at college.
Oh, yeah.
One of our lecturers almost swore.
Oh, it's hilarious.
One of our students.
They're trying to explain the new exam structure, and of course, people were so confused that they were like, well, what about this situation?
They kept asking the same questions, but in a different way.
Yeah.
And then at the end, he's just like, would you
he almost blew his top. He was like this. Except worse.
That's very loud.
Yeah.
Is that your brother?
It is my brother. And if I just deafened you, I apologize.
Look at the spike in audacity.
Yeah, that's insane.
We have like this.
It's actually the maximum.
Yeah,
possible.
We have like this sound wave thing of all the sounds. And normally it's like up and down, and then there's a like big, huge block where you play that sound.
Yeah, that's crazy. All right, well.
Your brother is strange.
We need the rap chicken to help us out, so that's.
For the news?
Let's bring him in. Yeah, news time. So, John, plenty of news to get to. Shall we get to the first news item?
Are you doing all right?
I'm doing great, yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Did you care to discuss your...
Oh, yes, the class hoodie. The class hoodie was finally given to us today after many weeks of waiting.
David Larkin's slogan on the back.
Yes, for anyone who knows anything about chemistry or physics or anything science related, the slogan is, we've got our eye on you. Get it? Ion spelled I-O-N.
Cue the canned laughter, please.
I don't actually have one, but I do have this. Which kind of does the trick.
Soundboard is a bit slow today.
Yes, it is. Okay, let's get to the first news item. Really slowly.
Yeah,
it's a very slow.
Maybe we should say it as slowly, the news item.
Well, John... Kurt Warner... No, I don't want to do that. Okay, Kurt Warner has agreed to a new 2-year deal with the Cardinals worth $23 million with $19 million guaranteed. Now, there was
Holy crap.
That was
like
a big standoff.
That's like the whole of his deal pretty much guaranteed.
Yes. He kind of dipped a toe in the San Francisco pool to kind of make them...
Rile up the Cardinals.
Yeah, to make them kind of make a move and make a decision, and it seemed to have worked. Good move? Question mark?
For who?
For Kurt Warner
and
indeed the Cardinals.
Both, right, but they both need each other because
it's a mutual thing.
Kurt Warner could go off to the 49ers for a boatload of money, but he's not going to win any games.
It's true.
And the Cardinals need Kurt Warner and they need him, pretty much.
Yes, I like the move.
But I would like people to slow down on the Kurt Warner bandwagon and remember that he got them to 8-8. That's it.
9-7.
Was it 9-7?
Yeah.
Okay, 9-7.
Yeah.
Still not great.
At least they had a winning record. You know?
Yeah.
It's not like
he's the second coming of Jesus.
No, but he's a very, very solid player, and he's...
And the defense won that Carolina game.
Yeah, it did. But let's not talk about that. Because
slow it down on the Kurt Warner.
Yeah, I like the move. It's, you know, makes sense. I think he only went to San Francisco, really, just to kind of see what his value is on the open market, and they were probably one of the only few.
Yeah, well, he held me all the cards because the card.
No pun.
Oh,
intended.
I didn't even mean for that to happen.
He's got all the cards.
No, he does because they need him, and if they were to let him go, could you imagine Cardinal Nation?
I could imagine them.
With Matty Leinart down there.
Is there even a Cardinal Nation? Like they struggle to sell out their first playoff game.
What about that
university?
They got to be Cardinals fans.
Yeah.
The university?
That university that doesn't exist. It's an online university.
It's online university.
Yeah, it's true.
Wait, does it actually exist?
Yeah, but it's online, so... You know, online degrees aren't the same. You print them out. Oh, look, I have a degree in anesthesiology.
I think I want a degree in biology. There you go.
Awesome. See? Print out degrees. What I want to ask you is...
In other words, I was going to make a UCD joke.
It's okay. You don't have to. we can ridicule them some other time. But they're still a good college.
Oh, all right. Okay. So
Is this about Kurt Warner?
No.
Okay.
I have a little story.
Uh-oh.
It's only a tiny little story. It's not going to like take the whole day or anything. Okay, so Trinity, right? Our college.
Yes.
UCD. It's kind of rival college, right?
Mm-hmm.
So my team and went out to dinner last round, right?
Yes.
Guess which college the place the seats were reserved under?
UCD.
UCD!
Oh god, that deserves this.
Yeah, thanks for that.
That's our new John Nash.
That would be hilarious to get me laughing and put it on the soundboard.
I also got a certain other line which you found hilarious, which is this.
Rubber pigs are good.
Rubber pigs are good. Which is like our new kind of slogan of the podcast.
And then you had another one which was ridiculous and made you take it down.
Yes. Prior to the show.
Prior to the show.
I was distraught.
That's not being played.
I want to ask you something, John. Kurt Warner agreeing to a two-year deal. That basically says to Matt Leinart, what? You're on the bench for 2 more years? Yeah. We invested a first-round pick.
Wait, when's his deal up?
It's probably up next year. I mean, when was he drafted? 2004, I think? He was drafted the same year as Roethlisberger. Yeah, so it's 2004. So, yeah, okay. It's got to be a 4 or 5 year deal. So he has to be coming to the end of it at the end of this.
Well, then you got your whole...
You know,
they actually have... They're actually not set at quarterback, really.
No.
I mean, Matt Leinart can get a pretty good deal probably if he leaves. And he'll probably get a deal from somebody like, I don't know, you know, somebody who needs a quarterback and kind of a developmental guy.
Yeah.
But, you know, Kurt Warner's... He's fine for the next 2 years, and then what? Pay a load of money to Matt Leinart again?
One thing's for sure, they've got issues, and this is only a short-term move. Next news item. See, I get to tell you when I'm moving on, because I'm, like, the guy in charge here. Terrell Owens...
I don't agree with that.
Obviously, we can't avoid this. We have to talk about it. Terrell Owens...
Who's Terrell Owens?
Yeah, who's this guy? He was cut by the Cowboys. Here's what he had to say... when he was cut. Exclusive.
So are you saying that it was unfair that they cut him?
No, it's actually that was the other interview, the one after they lost in the playoffs to the Giants. Well, remember that one?
I'm joking.
Yeah, you know that one.
Everybody
so
knows
he was remember. Cut by the Cowboys, and over the last few days there's been a lot of activity about this. Everyone's talking about
it. Here's Jerry Jones.
Jerry Jones says it was, quote, a tough decision, unquote. Owens' agent Drew Rosenhaus says he has received interest for his client from many
but
teams.
Of course he's going to say that.
But of course he wants to increase the market value.
Oh yeah, everybody wants Terrell Owens. Yeah, you're going to have to pay at least $10 million a year to get him.
Would you like to hear what Jerry Jones had to say?
And also, if it was such a tough decision, how come it happened so fast?
Well, it didn't really happen that fast.
March.
It's March, yeah, but they've been evaluating their personnel for a long time now. Okay, I like the move, John, because I hate Terrell Owens.
I know you hate Terrell Owens.
No, it's not because I hate him. It's because I know that Dallas can be a better team when he's not around. Because he's just such... Because
it's the T.O. show right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, he's just such a distraction, and they're moving into a new stadium, and they want to get a new start.
He's a good player.
So, he's a good player. I'm not denying he's not a good player.
And he's such a good deep threat.
Yeah, well, yeah, but...
And he's a pain in the ass whenever you have to defend him.
But the thing is... I mean, they just signed him to a long-term deal, and then they did this. So they're going to take a big cap hit. But the fact that they are willing to take the big cap hit means that really they did want
if
to
if you could just tape up Terrell Owens' mouth and then take it off for the game day and then just like put it back on, tape
yeah,
up again,
exactly.
It'd be good.
But something tells me that this has kind of been stewing for a while because at one time in the season there was kind of talk that Jason Witten and him got into a fist fight. And you know,
what?
Yeah, it's true. Because, I don't know, remember they had all the thing like,
I think
Romo and Witten, they're so, you know, lovey-dovey.
I think
everything.
T.O. would win that fight.
Yeah, he probably would. Although Witten's pretty big. Hmm. If you hit him
like,
in the ribs...
T.O.'s like a beast, and he's way faster.
Well, yeah, but I don't mean like a running match.
And he's
I
got
mean.
Better hands.
Okay, well, geez, sorry, Mr. T.O. fan over here.
I'm not a T.O. fan,
well,
but
what do you think?
Give him respect. He's a good... I was very surprised.
I give him respect for his abilities, but I do not give him 1 ounce of respect for his lack of character.
All I know is
troublemaking.
The giant fan in me is thinking the Dallas Cowboys got a lot worse when they let him go.
I see.
Because what? Roy Williams? How many 1,000-yard seasons did Roy Williams have?
Well, he's only 26.
No, he's 27.
27. I'd say 2.
One.
Right.
1,000-yard season.
With the Detroit Lions.
And he hasn't... He's only started 1 year. He's had all 16 games.
Yes, that's not very good.
He had a couple of injuries early on.
Obviously, there's a huge amount of
questions. He's never gotten 10 touchdowns.
Yeah, well, that's still, that's pretty good. I take that any season.
He
I take
hasn't
eight.
Gotten 10 touchdowns.
Yeah, but that's still pretty good. I take 8 to 10 from any receiver.
Like he got 7 once, and he got 8 once, and then that was it. The rest of the times were low.
Yeah, well, nobody's going to
Who says this guy's a number one receiver? I'm not saying it.
No, I'm not saying that.
Is he worth a first and a third that they gave
okay,
up?
Okay, that's a whole other story. Right now we're talking about T.O., okay?
They're a worse team because of it. Definitely.
Okay, well, this is what Jerry Jones had to say. He says, this is a decision that was made based upon consideration for an entire team. We will move on now with a new team, a new attitude, into a new stadium. You notice he says new there 3 times.
Yes.
The evaluation process and the prospect for change will continue at every level of the organization.
Well, this guy seems to want, like, a completely new team. And we'd be like, oh, we're a totally different team, hey, we're not that drama Dallas anymore.
That is really the big problem.
Well, yeah.
The drama. If they just got rid of the drama. If they didn't have some spy from ESPN working in their
stupid locker room. How about if they didn't do that stupid show with the... What was that show they did?
Oh, Behind the Lines or something?
Yeah.
I can't remember what it's called. Yeah.
Get them out of the damn media. You know, remember when he said, don't talk to the... Our coach won't be talking to the media? Nothing happened. Everybody was quiet. Don't talk to the damn media. Don't be on TV. Keep it quiet.
They have so many questions, but... Okay, John, your verdict is this makes the team worse?
Definitely.
I say addition by subtraction. That's my verdict.
How are they going to be a better team without T.O.?
Who is going to open up that field? Oh, you want to bring out the Go Deep prediction board and put some sort of like bet on this, like how many wins Dallas are going to have or something, or you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. David's jumping on the bandwagon.
No, I'm just standing by my.
There's something like Romo. Well, I don't know. Well, okay, which one is that?
I don't know. I'm trying to find the Go Deep prediction board first. There it is. Okay, we already have.
We're making something every week.
Yeah, well, that's fine. We already have where Garcia's going to end up, and then we talk about how many snaps Rosenfels is going to play next season. Okay, so now, first of all, let's... Okay, Terrell Owens, better or worse? Cowboys, better or worse?
What do you mean, better or worse?
But then last season. Like, they didn't make the playoffs last season. What were they? 9-7?
That was a bad year.
Okay, but let's predict our
record. Think about their 13-3 season, where they won the NFCs.
Yeah, I know, but then they failed in the playoffs. Okay.
They did fail in the playoffs, but that was Terrell Owens all over the place. He was like Randy Moss that year.
It's true. He did have a great year. Okay, I say they're going to be 10-6. I know it's March, but you know.
Well, I don't know. They had a pretty bad year. 8-8, 9-7.
Which one?
I don't know. Well,
I'll give you 9-7.
I could never. Okay.
Okay, well, that's pretty tight.
Romo's stats will go down way...
I mean,
it's impossible to pick their record, I mean...
Geez. Yeah, I know, yeah, but... You know, just it's for fun, yeah. Just do it anyway.
They're definitely our worst team.
Alright, okay, well, that's enough about T.O.
You know, Roy Williams, you know, he's going to have to impress me.
So we go from one veteran player to another, and Ravens have signed Ray Lewis to a 3-year deal.
Why did you put a picture of Terrell?
It's the picture of Terrell Owens after crying, you know, with the
whole... Why did you put it in?
I don't know, because I thought it would be appropriate. Because he needs a new team.
Because he's crying.
Yeah. So, Ray Lewis has been locked up by the Ravens. I kind of knew this would happen. he did the same thing.
He thought he had a big market.
Like Kurt Warner, he tested the market and then he figured, well...
He got a worse response than Kurt Warner.
There's nothing like your own team, so he decided to go home. I like it.
He probably would have went to Dallas if they didn't get a...
Yeah.
Who did they get?
Keith Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Yes.
Probably.
Yeah, it's true. But it's a good move, and you know, the money is reasonable, I suppose. I'm not sure how much of that was guaranteed, but yeah.
What does he want? That's all he's gonna get at this age.
I wanna go out there and play.
Somebody's got knocked out.
Yeah. Okay. Would you like to say any more on this?
Unrealist. You know.
It's
the best situation. Just stay there and play ball, and
yeah,
you're old.
Win a Super Bowl. It doesn't matter. He's in great physical condition.
But he's old.
He is old by NFL standards. The Seahawks have inked TJ Houshmandzadeh to a $40 million deal. What do you think about this?
I think that it's kind of questionable, actually.
Oh! Would you like to elaborate?
Are you going to play a sound?
No.
Can I talk?
No, yeah, you can talk.
Well, okay, you know. TJ's production, right? Okay, he got like 90 million balls last year.
Really? Wow, how did he do that?
Yeah, he did, that's true.
Did he do this?
Hi, You're breaking my bar here, huh?
Did he break his
T.J. Houshmandzadeh had a legitimate threat across him all the time in Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. And when he didn't, guess what happens? Yeah, he catches 90-whatever passes. Does he even break 1,000 yards? I think he did break 1,000 yards, but just barely. I mean, Terrell Owens breaks 1,000 yards on 69 receptions. Houshmandzadeh got like 90.
Okay. But you have to... You also have to put into consideration that he's the more chain-moving receiver.
He's
not a big deep threat, really.
I saw Terrell Davis on Total Access breaking down T.J. Houshmandzadeh, his film, right?
Yeah, I saw
it. And he was trying to, build it up. Oh, this is what T.J. can do. But actually, he sounded like, oh, well, he didn't do a very good job doing that. And it almost sounded like he was doing a job of...
Maybe that was just poor job by the film compartment.
Maybe, but it was like, this is what T.J. can do. Oh, well, he caught the ball by there. Didn't make that run. Didn't make that tackle.
Yeah, that tackle. I hope he isn't making too many tackles. Well, yeah, I agree that he always had a threat opposite him. But I do think that he's
not a number one.
He's reliable enough, though, to, warrant what kind of contract he got. But maybe not as much as he got, but at his age, kind of dumb.
I know they really need somebody, but he's not the second coming.
Okay, well, that's
he's going to be pretty average, I'd say, down there since the other night.
Josh McDaniels says that Jay Cutler will not be traded. Period.
That was pretty.
This is a horrible situation that they find themselves in, and I think the Denver Broncos deserve to be They deserve to be bent over and slapped many times with some sort of wooden cane because
by Jay Cutler.
That's just an awful job they've done with this situation. They could have been a bit more discreet about it, or they could have told him, we're going to shop you and see what you're.
No, you don't want to tell him that.
But being dishonest with your franchise quarterback is a very bad move.
They were going to trade Cutler for Castle. I mean, that's terrible.
It is.
I think Cutler is far better quarterback than Castle.
Yeah, I do as well, yeah. I don't know, it doesn't make any sense. Well, what do you think? What's going to happen with this? Have they damaged their relationship?
Nothing's
going to
happen. He's not going to be traded. And he has to play out his contract.
Is he going to make up with them? Or is he always going to be all bitter and stuff?
No, I think he might have a personal thing against them later on and might re-sign with them or something.
You get some personal beef... He's got beef.
He might not resign them, but he's going to come back and he's going to be all the same old.
He's going to come back and be even better.
I don't know, maybe.
Well, depending on what happens with Brandon Marshall, who is in trouble with the law.
What the hell was with the New England Patriots trading Mike Vrabel and Matt Castle for a second round pick? Talk about devaluing your players.
Mm-hmm. Well.
Do you not think? Were they so desperate to get rid of that $14 million price tag?
I'd say partially, but also the second round pick's really high, so.
It is, but you also got Mike Vrabel in there.
But he's 34, going on 34.
I don't think he's 34.
He's 33, at least.
I don't think he's 33.
It is. I'm telling you.
Is he?
Yep.
Well, anyway, he's a tight end / linebacker. Yeah, he can use that.
Yeah, but New England have young linebackers who they drafted last year, and,
I don't know, it just seems like they settled a bit low.
Hmm.
And they did a bit of a favor for their friend over there by the name of Scott Pioli.
There's lots of nepotism going on with the Patriots,
I think. Of Brett favors.
All right. Just very quickly, the Bengals bring back Benson. I know I intentionally used alliteration there. Bengals bring back Benson. And they also add...
And they also bad Bengals.
They also added Coles, Lavernius Coles, who was recently released by the Jets.
Good signing.
So, good signing there, yeah. Should be able to replace...
Definitely a good signing, because now they don't have to worry about running back, don't have to worry about wide receiver. They can go actually use
defense,
it well.
Offensive line, yeah.
Well, offensive
line, yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. Okay,
and,
so good
and
move.
And defense.
And Benson is a low-risk deal because it's only 2 years. So I like that.
Yeah. The former fifth pick overall.
Yes. And the Chiefs trade for Matt Castle. We already kind of talked about this.
Seemed like...
Let's just talk about his impact in Kansas City.
I think that perhaps the market for Matt Castle was not as great as they hoped. And then they said, oh, crap. Second round pick? Yeah, we'll take it.
I think you're probably right.
We don't want to be stuck with this $14 million price tag.
Yeah, I think you're probably right, because, the Patriots, they definitely wanted to make some moves in free agency.
Well, people say that Matt Castle was just in a nice system, and he had Moss, and was lucky with
those. Yeah, he did, but to come in like that and start the whole year and win as many games as he did...
I give him credit, but it's a nice system.
It is, but it's
also... A Belichick system, I'd like that system.
I know, but you have to have a quarterback who can
Would you like to go to a Belichick system?
Would I?
Or a Raider system?
Belichick.
It's no competition.
Okay.
We never talked about where T.O. would go.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, where do you think he
Raiders.
Would go? Raiders.
It suits absolutely perfectly. Just throw it deep, baby. Yeah.
I would have to look at the cap space of some.
Why
of the
do you
teams.
Think they got Jamarcus Russell to throw it deep?
Yeah, but that's.
What does this guy do? Throw it deep.
I don't know. It's a tough one.
Obviously, the Vikings would like another receiver since they were going after TJ Exotic like crazy. They have to be thinking about Terrell Owens.
Yeah, I'd say the Vikings are pretty. Good candidate.
And I was saying that
it's got to be some team who's not really scared about taking a risk on a player, as in, you know, maybe a team who's
look at Brad Childress, right? Like I was saying,
yeah,
his ass is on the line. He's even saying, you know, we need to get Terrell Owens in here just because, you know, if he gets 8-8 and not miss the playoffs, he's out of there.
Yeah,
so he has to be like doing everything this year. Like, they might actually make a trade in the draft, I'd say.
You know, I'm going to go crazy here and say the Miami Dolphins because of the Bill Parcells connection.
But Bill Parcells, he's a no-nonsense guy.
But Bill Parcells... But he was the coach when Owens was there.
But originally. I don't know if he brought him in.
Well, neither do I, but I still think that it's possible. Okay, we are moving on, John. We have to talk about it.
You play that sound like about 6 times.
Well, what do you want me to play?
Don't play any sound.
All right, how about I play this?
There we go.
Took a while.
Sounds are very slow.
Yeah, it's very slow. Let's talk about the NFL draft, John. This is our first of many podcasts when we're going to be talking about the certain classes in the draft at different positions.
Yeah.
Today, John, we're starting with quarterbacks, which is the most important.
I mean, unanimous number one and twos, I'd say.
Yes, pretty unanimous. But that doesn't mean we can't talk about them incessantly.
Yes.
Would you like to go first, or will I?
You go first.
Okay. Well, John, you know I've got Matt Stafford as my number
David's
one.
Top five.
My top five, yeah.
I'm pointing at you there.
Okay, here's what I like about him. He was a 3-year starter in the SEC, the probably most difficult conference there is in college football. He went 27-7 in his 3 years, which I find very impressive. And he worked out of a pro-style offense, which is always key for me, and that translates well to the next level. He has great arm strength, can make all the throws, good intangibles, good leadership, and he deserves to be the first quarterback taken, but where will he go?
Not Detroit.
Well, we're going to talk about the NFC North later.
Not Detroit.
What did you? What have you seen on Matthew Stafford so far that you like?
I thought really, really good touch and accuracy with the long ball.
Okay.
And confidence, you know, just confidence to throw it in there and not take the dump offs. Like, you even see NFL quarterbacks doing that.
Some have compared him to Jay Cutler because of his gunslinging mentality.
I like the gunslinger.
Yeah. Not Brett Favre.
I think Jay Cutler's done pretty well. People always say, oh, Jay Cutler is like, what? What is he as a starter? I don't know.
I'm not sure, but...
He's like 14 and 16.
If their defense could stop anyone, yeah, they'd probably win every game.
Bitch, all right, he had over 4,000 yards this year. I mean, they had a running game very occasionally, lost a million running backs.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was the defense that was terrible. And it was, they used that sort of win-loss thing to say that Jay Cutler is bad. Like, oh, well, yeah, he hasn't won a Super Bowl. Well, of course clearly, not. The defense is terrible.
He might go 1 year. Who knows?
Jay Cutler.
Yes.
I think he has to get on a better team.
Yes. Well, I think Matthew Stafford is definitely an NFL quarterback. And will.
But according to Mike Mayock, inconsistent in the pocket.
Yes, probably a little. He might be a bit skittish
at
times.
But what quarterback isn't inconsistent at times?
It's true. But yeah, I've heard that he's very good at making throws on the run, and from what I've seen of him, he is good at that, and he can certainly improvise as well, which is a big key. John, how about we just kind of parallel the top fives, and we just say, well, you also have Matthew
Stafford. Yeah, I do have Matthew Stafford, so I've got me talking about him.
Okay,
well.
So number two is Mark Sanchez.
Spoiled Children.
University of Spoiled Children, yes. He is a pretty California guy from some place.
He's an awesome surfer, dude.
He is. The big knock on him is obviously the fact he only had 16
college
starts.
That is the huge knock. If he had more starts, he could be number one.
It's true. He left early despite the advice of his head coach, who really advised against that, and he said, you know,
I don't understand why.
Because
now he's the number two quarterback.
He is, but... Maybe he's just worried about him leaving early.
But next year you have Sam Bradford as well.
Yeah, true. But there's a lot of questions about Bradford as well. But yeah, he's pretty solid. I don't really know what to make of Sanchez. He is number two, but only because it's a very weak class overall. Yes. I wouldn't trust him. He's not Joe Flacco, no. I have down here that he's a raw prospect who has shown the ability at times to be an NFL quarterback. At times. He played against weaker competition in the Pac-10, weaker defenses, more time to get the ball to receivers.
So many games that USC blew out the other team.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's almost a weekly occurrence.
Didn't they blow out the Rose Bowl?
Yeah. Well, they didn't blow out, but they played Penn State, yeah, and they pretty much beat them down. But in fairness, Sanchez played very well in that game.
All right.
Apparently, he interviewed very well at the Combine, John.
Yes.
And that's a good thing. And he showed good FBI, football intelligence. He doesn't work for the FBI.
Shouldn't it just be
FBI? It should, but it sounds better to say FBI. He does deserve to be a first-round pick, in my opinion, but how high is anyone's guess?
A late-round pick.
Not like a seventh. You mean late first round?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay, right.
seventh round.
He's been compared to Aaron Rodgers, his style. Interesting.
He's a gunslinger.
A bit of a gunslinger, yeah.
Well, if he's as good as Aaron Rodgers, he'll be pretty damn good.
Yeah, well, I don't mean he's as good as Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. I mean he's been compared in his way, his style.
So he needs to sit for a year.
Definitely. Maybe two. No, not two. Just one. I don't know. I think what you said there is probably hitting the nail on the head that he will get drafted later in the first round. Would you say so?
Although...
It is a bit of a risk.
Sometimes teams panic and take their quarterback early.
Yes. Some people haven't gone to the Jets... I don't know.
They could use a quarterback.
They could, but the way Rex Ryan is kind of setting up his team seems like it's going to be the same as it was in Baltimore.
Who are they going to start?
Kellen Clemens.
They clearly have no confidence.
They spent a second round pick on him. They have to try him at least.
They clearly have no confidence in Kellen Clemens.
Well,
they got bad favor last year.
If he doesn't go to the Jets, I think Tampa Bay is another consideration.
We had this conversation exact time last year, which was. Oh, okay, now they got a champagne. Now they got to start Kellen Clemens. And then it's, we got Brett Favre. They're going to get a new guy. It's not going to...
A free agent?
I'd say they'll draft somebody.
Okay.
And then he's going to be the guy.
In the first round?
And Kellen Clemens is just going to be forgotten about.
In the first round?
Yeah.
Really? Interesting. So you think...
It depends...
You think... Well...
They might play the draft and see how far he falls.
Right. So you're saying that the Jets are a prime candidate for his services?
They should be.
Okay. Well,
they're not set at quarterback.
No. All right, John. Your number three is the same as my number three, and that is Josh Freeman, the strong-armed 6'6", 248 quarterback from Kansas State.
I've heard he's
6'5". He's actually 6'5", and 3/8".
So you're kind of wrong.
No, I don't know. I just put down 6'6". okay. He's been compared to Jamarcus Russell because of his tremendous arm strength, which isn't as good as Jamarcus Russell's, but not many.
Nobody's is.
He puts a lot of zip and accuracy into his throws. He played in a team that maybe didn't have the best offense around him, so, you know, that's certainly something to look at is how he performed as an individual as opposed to how his team around him
performed. Calm in the pocket.
Yes. He is someone who could be drafted by a team with no immediate need of quarterback and who they might take him due to his potential, I think. There's a possibility he drops into the start of the second round. What do you think? Maybe. You don't see a lot of quarterback needy teams at the end of the first round, really.
Yeah, usually you got people take quarterbacks in the second round. I mean,
yeah.
Look at that guy, Philadelphia guy,
Kevin Cobb,
Drew Stanton, kind of that guy.
Yeah,
he'll probably go in the second round.
Yeah.
I'd say late second. I don't know if he deserves to go in the second round, but he probably will.
I think he deserves to go in the second round, and I don't.
Early second round?
Early to mid second round. I don't know. I think he's good because he's got all the tools. You know, physically very sound. He's already tall, which is very important, as we saw with Flacco. You know,
very important.
If you're tall, you can see over those offensive linemen. You know, like where's that receiver? Oh, there he is.
Could you bend down there? No.
Obviously, there is no perfect player at the quarterback position, but I would be willing to take this guy on his upside alone, and I think he'll be a very intriguing.
With the second round pick,
yes. If he's there, John, pull the trigger. Who's your fourth cornerback, John? Oh, Nate Davis.
Nate Davis.
Explain why you have picked Nate Davis.
Tremendous arm strength, really, and I'm not the only one who has him at fourth.
Oh, true.
You not like Nate Davis?
Very true.
This is the guy with the weird... He doesn't hold the laces.
Yeah, he's from... I saw him play in a game. The knock on him is that he doesn't really show up in the big games. He played in Ball State, which is like
yeah.
a very small college.
Yeah.
So the competition level again wasn't that high, which is one of the reasons why Stafford is so high. Is
yeah, I don't,
so high
I don't,
Stafford is
because
he had such tough.
I don't love this guy, but I think,
okay, okay.
I think he deserves
to be fourth.
I think he deserves to be fourth.
Well, I've got my boy Rhett Bomar at fourth.
He's your boy
from Sam Houston State. He looks like an NFL quarterback from the standpoint of drop-back passing style and working from a pro-style offense, which, again, gets a tick on Dave's board. In a very weak quarterback class for the seniors, he is perhaps the cream of the crop. And I mean in the seniors, because you have to remember that Stafford and Sanchez are both underclassmen.
A bad crop.
A bad crap?
Crop.
Oh, crap. Crop. Crap, crop.
I didn't say crap. You said crap.
All right, sorry. He displays decent arm strength, but nothing spectacular. And an interesting little storyline here is that he transferred from Oklahoma due to taking booster pills. And was that just a mistake of a youth, John?
What the hell are booster pills?
Booster pills. It's something to do with like performance enhancing or... I don't know, something like that. I don't think it's that bad.
Okay.
So he got kicked out, basically. I'd say it was just the mistake of a youth, because he was very young back then. And he has seemed to turn it around. So he played at Sam Houston State. And
he's very young
put
one,
up
yeah.
pretty good numbers. Yeah, he is, but, you know,
he's
younger back then, so... Yeah, I just like him, again, because of his upside, and I would project him to be something like a third round, fourth round pick.
Hmm.
Yes.
Well, I'll take my Bobby Nate Davis over that guy. All
right, well, that's fine. Who do you have at your number five?
Graham Harrell.
Oh, not him. Oh, don't get me started on Graham Harrell.
Don't get me started on Pat White.
Well, I really just put him in because I couldn't think of anyone else. But
what's wrong with Graham Harrell at five? Graham Harrell's not perfect.
All right, talk to me. Talk to me. What do you like about Graham Harrell? Where is he from?
Texas Tech.
That's right. Okay, continue.
Okay, I know he played in this big shotgun offense and his stats were inflated and he had Michael Crabtree, but you know, you can't take a knock on a guy that he used Michael Crabtree a lot. I mean,
I'm not saying that.
He made a great use of all his weapons, and yes, he has amazing stats and he hooked shotgun and blah blah blah, and he didn't have the biggest arm, but you know, again, this is the fourth quarterback on a list of
fifth
quarterback on the list of, you know, a weak class. So I'm not saying he's a be all end all, but I think he's got a decent accuracy, not the best arm, makes a lot of use of his weapons, confidence.
Alright, my opinion on Graham Harrell is that he is his arm strength isn't great. He can't make all the throws which you need to do. Like his 15 yard out needs work, according to several scouts, and just in general. He gets a down thumb from me, or thumbs down from me, because of the lack of the pro style offense. I mean, I'm not saying you can't play in the NFL. I'm just saying that it will take him longer, and therefore teams won't be.
I'm not saying he's starting quarterback in the NFL.
Okay, that's fine.
But he's the fifth best quarterback in my opinion.
How about this guy Pat White?
Forget about Pat White.
How about this guy Pat White?
I know he's going to be taken. I know he's going to be taken second round, third round,
possibly.
But I question why.
Okay, well, he had a tremendous college career at West Virginia. He led the Mountaineers to 4 bowl game wins in 4 years, which is very good.
This guy is so small.
It's true. He did account for 6,051 yards of offense and 56 touchdowns in his college career.
He's not even that fast.
He ran a 4.5, I think. So that's pretty fast for a quarterback.
Is it?
Yeah.
4.5? 4.5 what?
4.5 40.
Just 4.5?
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's not that it's fast, but it's not that fast.
Well, he's an athletic freak, John. He prefers to play quarterback. He said that to all the scouts, but he softened his stance recently, and he said he's going to work out as a wide receiver at his pro day, and that will be very interesting.
Even though he didn't play wide receiver at all in college.
Yes, but he's kind of got transferable skills to that position and running back as well. Despite his average arm strength, he demonstrates good pocket presence and zip on the passes he throws. As you say, size could be an issue at the next level, but some are touting him as the next generation of quarterback, a wildcat quarterback, who can be used in all kinds of packages to terrorize defenses. What do you think?
Yeah, someone's gonna take him because he's a sort of a freak where you can do a Randall L style with reverses and throw downfield. But he's not a starting quarterback. He's never a starting quarterback.
Okay.
He's way too small and couldn't take a beating.
Would you like to put that? Let's not predict anything. It's too small.
I'd be willing to put it on the board.
All right. Well, it's kind of soon. Yeah, it's kind of too
early. I prefer Graham Harrell than Pat White.
Okay. Well, you're entitled to your opinion. Would you like now, John?
I mean, if you want a wide receiver, take a wide receiver.
Yes. But if you want a running back / wide receiver / quarterback who you can plug in.
If you want a freak guy who's just sort of a not specialized, then you take a mess.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's worth it.
Take Graham Harrell.
in the later rounds. I think Graham Harrell's going to be a fifth round pick.
Possibly. But
I don't know
about fifth round.
You want to talk about the NFC North?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Sorry about using that sound again. I just had to do it. Okay. So this is an interesting division top to bottom, where last year the Minnesota Vikings were the champions. Let's talk.
Somehow.
Let's talk about...
Squeezed it out.
Let's talk about the Bears.
Don't play the drum again.
I'm not going to play the drum again. I'm going to play...
Giggity, giggity, goo.
If I can find it. Here it is.
We just... the Bears are what we thought they were.
So basically, the Bears are what we thought
but
they were.
But who did we think that they were?
I don't know, okay? They're just the Bears.
Did we think that they were a good team? Because if we did, then they weren't who we thought they were.
Okay, let's talk about these Bears. Okay, so in free agency, they've added one player, former Panther offensive tackle Frank Omoyele.
Never heard of him.
He was a backup for us on our offensive line. And
so that's not a good addition.
I think it is, actually. They gave him a pretty decent deal.
Well, their offensive line is pretty crappy.
It is. And let's get that straight. They need to improve there. I have it down as one of their... Actually,
St. Clair on the left, he needs replacing.
Yeah, but don't forget, they did draft a player with a...
yeah, and he got his back...
Don't use the word, John.
He got his back fecked up in the first week of preseason or whatever, and out for the entire season.
It's true, but I think he'll be back this year.
He better be. What was his name?
Chris Williams. Is his
name. Yes, Chris Williams. That's
from Vandy. Okay, releases Marty Booker, wide receiver, and safety Mike Brown, who did start for them, and they have a hole at safety.
Well, Sunday. Marty Booker had an amazing catch, and otherwise was pretty average.
Which amazing catch?
You know, the catch where he like caught it. Like this in the Detroit game.
Oh yeah, I remember that. Sweet. It sure was.
And they just you know with their void of Pro Bowl wide receivers in the last like 20 years.
Yeah, that's true. That's something they really need to address. Coaching changes, none of note. My verdict:
Lovey's got love.
Quiet.
Shh. My verdict: Lovey's got love.
Very quiet.
Got love.
Yeah. Okay.
How much love?
Let's talk about their needs, John. Defensive end.
They got a lot of needs.
Defensive end number one. You know, they're known for their defense. The Bears have always been like, yeah, we got a defense. You know, Bears fans love that. But they only had 28 sacks last year. They really need to upgrade their line, get more pressure on the quarterback. Maybe they should switch back to the 40-6 defense.
No.
Mike Singletary, we went out, we hit people in the mouth.
I hope that's a joke.
No, well, seriously.
46 defense, that doesn't work anymore, Dave.
But what about this?
Our formula is this. We go out, we hit people in the mouth.
I think the way he says it sounds like
it doesn't work.
Okay, well, what do you think? Pass rushing, defensive end, you think it's a first round possibility?
Oh, they've so many needs. I don't know where to start with this damn
first league. Of all, let's list out their needs and then talk about what player they might take. Okay, so free safety is the second one. They're not going to take a safety.
Forget about free safety.
Loss of Mike Brown means they have a big hole at the position. True.
Forget about cornerback.
Nathan Vasher getting on in years, possibly want to upgrade here.
No, not in the first round.
Okay. And then wide receiver. Possession type wide receiver. Hester provides a dynamic threat deep, but they need a reliable pass catcher for the money down.
I'm okay with Hester, but he's not...
Devin Hester!
He was nearly like the number one last year, which is ridiculous.
Devin Hester came on a lot last year. I was very impressed.
But he needs somebody else.
He made some nice catches. Yes, you're right, he does. Okay, so they have the 18th pick in the draft.
I noticed you're missing quarterback. Are you happy with...
Yes,
Carl.
I believe I'm quite happy.
What about the gross
man? I didn't make these needs. I got them elsewhere.
What about the gross man?
He, I believe, is a free agent.
He is?
And I think he will...
I have a question about the gross man. Actually.
What is your question?
No, I have in my
Oh,
questions.
Right, sorry. In the man-to-man coverage.
In the hot topics.
All right.
They're so hot.
So, take a look at these needs and take a look where they're picking the draft. What do you think?
Where are they picking the draft?
They're picking 18th. I have it there, John. It's on the screen. Look at it with your eyes, man.
Best player available in terms of their needs. As in, you know... Okay, they do need a defensive end.
Yes.
They do need a wide receiver.
Yes. Jeremy Macklin. Sure. Everyone's saying Jeremy Macklin.
Just take... I mean, if all the wide receivers have been taken, not likely, but if all the good ones are gone, don't take a wide receiver.
Yeah, they won't all be gone. I'd say only one will be gone, and that's Crabtree.
Well, then take... Oh, well, then they would be very nice to take away.
So you think it's that cut and dried?
If they get Macklin at that position, I think that would be great. Pick.
What about Hayward Bay? Possibly moving up draft boards because of his speed?
I think he's a bit low. I think he's behind... He's definitely behind Macklin.
You just want him to fall to the Giants, don't you? I see your little thing you're doing. Oh, God. Okay.
No, I think Darius Hardman will fall.
What order would those needs be in for you? So you say corner and safety, forget it. Later in the draft.
I need a freaking tackle. Forget about
it. It's true.
Where's tackle?
It's not there.
Well, that's probably because they're Chris... This well, Chris Williams guy, what the hell is he going to do this year?
He's going to play football.
I hope he comes back, take a wide receiver, and hope you get a freaking offense going. They need a wide receiver. They need a freaking wide receiver.
You know what else they need?
Rubber pigs are good.
They need rubber pigs.
No, they need a wide receiver, okay? Marty Booker's gone. They can't stop messing around and get a damn wide receiver.
Okay, John says, get a receiver, Bears. Okay, can Devin Hester continue his rise as a wide receiver?
If they get another wide receiver to play up, so then yes.
Okay.
If they don't, he will not be that good a wide receiver.
Do you want to take a pill or something? Calm down.
A booster pill?
All right, let's talk about the Detroit Lions.
The Detroit... I know
they have been quite active.
Where's their needs? Because there should be every position.
Yeah, I can only put in four, but yes, they have lots of needs.
Okay, four. That's a being Jerry.
Let's talk about their additions via free agency or trading. So they traded John Kitna to get Anthony Henry from the Cowboys.
Nice trade.
Good trade. They really need corner help. Then they got wide receiver Brian Johnson, an outcast from the 49ers.
That's not too bad.
Yeah, that's okay. That's another sound move. So maybe things are changing in Detroit. Maybe they're going to get like
a perfect season.
Who knows?
Maybe they can win a game this year. How about that?
They got running back Maurice Morris from the Seahawks, who is a capable backup. Because they have Kevin Smith. They don't need another
pretty
running back.
Pretty nabby.
Then, just a couple of days ago, they signed Grady Jackson, defensive tackle.
Not too bad.
That's good. You know, John, the biggest problem with the Lions last year was they couldn't stop the run. And if you can't stop the run in the National Football League, you're not going to win football
games. You're not going to win any football games. And then it sets up the play action.
And then they recently, just yesterday actually, signed cornerback Philip Buchanan, who you may know from Tampa Bay. I certainly know him. He's a very solid player. I wanted the Panthers to get.
They're not targeting corner in the first round.
Definitely not.
Ergo, they're not targeting safety, so...
Yeah.
Lineman, linebacker, perhaps.
Yes. As for re-signings, they re-signed their guard, Steven Peterman, keeping the offensive line together somewhat. As for losses, they lost cornerback Lee Bodden.
No big loss.
Guard, Edwin Mulatalo, and their two quarterbacks, Orlovsky and Kitna. Meaning, their only quarterback is Culpepper.
Which is probably the... Okay, Kitna's probably the best, then Culpepper, then Orlovsky.
Yeah.
But they're all pretty bad.
So that really says, John.
That's the guy who stepped out of the back of the end zone, wasn't
it? Orlovsky, yeah.
Yeah.
It's him.
I saw that again.
There are coaching changes, our front office changes.
Oh, get him out, get him out.
Matt Millen is
get
gone.
Get him out!
And Jim Schwartz is their new head coach.
It's funny how a good player can be such a bad GM.
It is. But there you go.
There you go.
So, in conclusion, John, the Lions have been very active in free agency, and I think they kind of needed to be.
Oh, hell yeah. If you're 0-16, you need to be active as much as you can.
Exactly.
Change that team for flip's sake.
For flip's
sake. Okay, right.
Offensive tackle is their number one need. In the past 3 years, Jeff Backus has surrendered 9.5, 15.5, and 9.25.
15.5?
Does that help out your signal caller at all? Not really. So offensive tackle has to be...
15.5 sacks!
Talk to me, John. Jason Smith... from Baylor, number one pick. Is it going to happen? Do you think they're going to take a tackle with the first pick?
I don't know. Who the hell's their GM now?
It's the guys who are working under Matt Millen. There's two guys.
If he's smart at all, he'll take tackle. I swear, if they take a quarterback, oh my god.
I don't know. I think Stafford would make sense.
No, that would be terrible. But look, this guy gave a 15.5 sacks. Oh, that's just terrible. Get him out.
They do have the option, of course, of doing both. Because they have the picks.
They took
Shirtless
last year.
It's true.
And he's
but clearly tackle. They need more help. Their next need is quarterback. Need I say more? That's all I wrote there. Defensive end. Pressure is always a good thing. Because, you know, pressure causes problems and it can really help your team. And linebacker, Ernie Sims is their top player, but a difference maker here is a need.
Aaron Curry first pick.
I don't think Aaron Curry is going to be the first pick. He probably deserves
I think it's
to be.
A good pick.
It is, but
just
it's
take a
not...
guy who's going to be a tackling maniac.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Really help the run.
Well, let's talk about the draft.
Of course they need defensive end. I mean, who are the defensive end? I don't know what you do with the defensive end.
Mm-hmm. They have the first pick in the draft.
Oh, I noticed you skipped the whole boat story.
What boat story? Oh yeah, that was very sad actually. But why are we talking about that now?
Because I remember that one of the guys was a linesman. I think he was actually defensive end.
Yeah, it's very sad.
How did you skip that?
I don't know. I just forgot about it. It wasn't on NFL.com. So. Mm-hmm. Well, it was, but it was gone by the time. Yeah, I'm sure you all know about it, but, you know.
Yeah.
What do you want me to say? Like, our thoughts and prayers go out to the families, the usual line?
Well, everyone is saying that they're likely dead.
Unfortunately. But one guy survived. Suspicious, perhaps?
What do you mean?
Well, they're definitely going to question him. He's the only one of the four people who survived. So they could think that he did something.
No way. These guys were longtime friends back in Florida State. No way.
Okay, well, the Lions have the first and the 20th pick in the first round, so they've got wiggle room. Where do you begin rebuilding this team, John?
Aaron Curry.
But
and then a tackle with the 20th pick. But maybe you should trade... I think it's tough, because I'd like to take Aaron Curry, then I'd like to take a tackle with the 20th pick, but I want to get a quality tackle, and I don't know if you'll get one at 20.
I think you will. If I'm the Detroit Lions, I definitely take Stafford.
Detroit Lions!
I definitely take Stafford, number one.
You can't take Stafford.
You must...
This is Joey Harrington all over again.
No, it's not. He's better than Joey Harrington, I guarantee.
But the team's not better.
Okay, just calm down, okay? I think they're going to take Stafford. And I think with the 20th pick, they're going to take whatever player is available there, the best player on their board. That's what I think.
But what about the defense?
They've got the rest of the draft to work on defense, and they still got loads of time in free agency, so don't worry about
it. There's nobody left in free agency.
Okay. Here's my 3-point plan for the Lions. Quarterback, number one. Whether you get one with the first pick or the 101st pick, you need a guy who can lead the team for years.
Here's a guy.
You have to be sure about it, because if you get it wrong, it sets you back years. The Lions' new brass need to make a good choice on this one. Then, number two, defensive playmakers. Just add some beef to the defense. There's that word again, beef.
Aaron Curry.
Start with the Lions from the inside out, no pun intended. Replace Sean Rogers. stopping the run is the first step. Well, obviously they got Grady Jackson, which is a help. Get players willing to fight for the cause. They need good attitude on the team. And do not give up on Schwartz. He needs time, just like all the new players who will come in. Keep expectations tempered and watch the team grow.
Would you give Schwartz... Jim Schwartz is probably going to be useless without defensive playmakers.
The defensive playmakers.
And you get Aaron Curry in there and let him just go loose and make all the tackles that the defensive tackles miss.
Right. But he can't do it all himself.
No, but this guy's area is defense, and if you don't give him defensive players, what the hell is he supposed to work with?
I guess
he'll don't just take Matt Stafford. It's such a waste of a pick. Oh my god!
Okay, is there any chance of them competing in 2009 in this division?
What, like, competing to win the division?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Let's move on.
It's very small. It's very small.
Let's move on.
They would have to hit on all their picks.
Move on to the Green Bay Packers. They have not signed any free agents at all. They have been very quiet, eerily quiet. The only thing they've in Green Bay, yeah. The only thing they've done is hired a defensive coordinator, Dom Capers, to change to a 3-4 defense.
And they stole your guy, didn't they?
Huh?
Who hired Mike Turgeback?
Oh yeah, that's Green Bay, but he's their D line coach now, so he took a demotion.
But they stole him from you. So you should have ill feelings.
Nah. offensive tackle is their number one need. Their left tackle, Chad Clifton, is 33 in June and gave up 7.5 sacks last season. Their right tackle, Mark Tauscher, is 31. The Packers need youth at the position.
Sure do.
A linebacker who can rush the passer. Changing to 3-4 takes a while, and fans have to realize that it won't happen overnight. Aaron Kampman will probably man one of those outside linebacker spots in their defense. They need another player to do the same.
Well, changing it to a 3-4 will happen overnight, but actually being good in 3-4 will.
Yeah, exactly. Nose tackle, probably the biggest need. The 3-4 nose is a key player for that defense, and they must address this because the depth of this position in the draft is not that good.
Not at all.
Cornerback, age is catching up on Woodson and Harris, but they tendered cornerback Tremaine Williams. They have the 9th pick, John. What are the Packers going to do?
They got BJ Raji.
That would be a very good pick to start things off. But I am very against this 3-4 thing. I don't think they should be changing to a 3-4.
Well, but they are.
But they are.
Also, there's a lot of linebackers they could take, depending who's on the board.
Linebackers at the 9th pick. Other than Aaron Curry, I don't think anyone's worth the pick. Maybe Maluga. But yeah, I'd say tackle, or if BJ Raji's gone.
No, I wouldn't take cornerback.
No, it's too early.
Probably tackle is the best place to go.
Yeah, Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, there's going
to
be good ones.
But there, I like those linebackers. You don't. You want somebody. I mean, they're changing to 3-4. You have to have linebackers.
It's true. Okay, what do the Packers need to do to turn around their fortunes after a disappointing 6-10 season? I've got a 3-point plan for the Packers as well. Protect Aaron Rodgers.
3-point.
By adding tackles. Rodgers showed in 2008 that he's more than capable of taking this franchise a long way. If they can keep him upright, he'll find Jennings, Driver, Jones, and Nelson all day long. Maybe reconsider the whole 3-4 switch idea. I'm not high on this at all. It makes no sense at all, especially with the talent they have. And just accumulate draft picks as possible. Trading down is a good option for this team, and someone will come calling for the 9th overall pick. So I think that's a possibility. Trading down? Yes. And if Raji falls to them, I believe they will take him in a second, because I think all the best offensive tackles will be off the board by then. And I mean like the really cream of the crop ones. So what do you think about this team? What do they need to do, in John Nash's opinion, to...
I think they're pretty good last year. Defense is pretty terrible. I don't know about taking a tackle. I mean, they really have to get that 3-4 sorted out.
Okay.
In the draft.
So you think that's a bigger priority?
Their offense was pretty fine last year. And Aaron Rodgers definitely gets my thumbs up as a starting
quarterback. Oh, yeah. For shizzle.
Defense is terrible. You know, focus on your area that's bad. Especially if you're changing to 3-4.
That's probably why they're changing. Part of the reason, just because they want to just make more plays on that side of the ball and just make sure that it doesn't happen as much.
Is Cullen Jenkins going to play nose for them?
I really don't know. And you know, speaking of who's going to play nose, the Chiefs as well. I really hate that move. changing to 3-4. Glenn Dorsey.
It seems to be the hot idea. Nobody's changing from 3-4 to 4-3.
Glenn Dorsey's going to be wasted, I think, depending how they use him. Okay, let's move to the Minnesota Vikings, the final team. They traded for Sage Rosenfels. Oh, yeah.
Parsley.
Turnover boy.
turnover boy.
They released Gus Frerotte and center Matt Burke.
The Gus bus is out of gas.
My verdict on this team, John? Meh. It's kind of, you know. What? Yeah.
Get Sage Rosenfels in there.
So, the center position, obviously they've just lost Matt Burke, so yeah, they're going to definitely upgrade their centers. And there's a lot of good centers in this draft. A lot of good centers.
Yeah.
Yes. Right tackle, underachievers man this position, so an upgrade is what they need. Defensive tackle, Pat Williams, is turning 37 in October.
Is he? Holy crap.
So the Vikings need to add bodies here for the future. And finally, special teams players. The Vikings gave up 4 punt return touchdowns in 2008. Too many, if you ask me, so they need better
Far
players.
Far too many.
Yes. They held the 22nd pick in the draft. So, John, if you have a solid team like the Vikings do, what things do you need to be
All right. This is what you do, right?
Okay, I'm listening. This is what you do. John Nash is telling us.
You sign T.O.
Okay.
You start Sage Rosenfels.
What if he turns the ball over 10 times a game?
No, you start Sage Rosenfels.
What if he does this?
I'll give you a hint. I-S-U-C-K-E-D. Sucks.
No, right. Sage Rosenfels is a better pocket passer than Farris Jackson.
Peaceful pocket passing.
That Tom enjoys.
Do you think he'll have to do any of this?
No, right. Stop.
Sorry.
Stop making this team into a... this team has just been a run the ball and play action the ball and let the quarterback run around.
This is an Adrian Peterson.
This team has to get a much more passing team. You sign T.O., you get Sage Rosenfels, he can pass way better.
Yeah, I think they need to open up the passing game, but I still think their bread and butter should be, running the ball. Because you can't not give Peterson the ball 25 times a game. It's just a bad move to not do that.
Yeah, but, get T.O., start Sage.
Okay. I can see it happening. Is Sage Rosenfels really the answer?
More of an answer than Tavares Jackson.
Okay.
Gives him a better chance to win.
And is there a chance they draft a running back to take some of the workload off both Peterson and Taylor?
Not in the first, second, or third round.
Okay, but later on, perhaps.
Perhaps.
An umpire, perhaps. No, yeah, you probably don't.
Nobody's going to get that.
Yeah, probably not.
Let's see, what else?
They're pretty good. I don't think they need to change much.
Yeah, they're pretty solid.
I'd say it's going to be a very interesting division next year, actually, the NFC North. And that'll conclude our NFC North preview. And we look forward to seeing what those teams do in the draft.
T.O.
It's time for man-to-man coverage. Let's give it a bit of this. That's it. Sorry. It played again. I do apologize.
Our soundboards is shitty today.
What is your first question for me, John?
Okay. Why did the Cowboys cut T.O. and Roy Williams?
Roy Williams, the safety, not the wide receiver.
Yeah, the safety. Cut the wide receiver.
It's got nothing to do with the...
why did they cut T.O.?
The two cuts have... Why did they cut T.O.? I already told you. Because he's just too big of a headache. That's the reason.
And why did they cut Roy Williams?
Because he was probably...
But he knocked the bleep out of people.
Yeah, I know, but that's... He's not a good safety. They obviously don't like him. He delivers big hits, but he's not a good all-round player. And obviously, in their opinion. You know, they know more than we do, so... If they released him, they've obviously, you know, really thought about it. And
so they just want to rebirth the Cowboys.
Pretty much, yeah.
Without T.O.
Yes.
All right.
My first question is, who will step in to replace Owens' production in Big D?
Nobody. There's going to be a big void.
Who will try to come in to replace his production is my real question. They have Miles Austin.
Witten will catch more balls. Williams will be forced into catching more balls, but he won't be ready.
Okay.
Creighton, Miles Austin, all of them are pretty, you know.
Sam Hurd.
I think they were just a product of the system, which was T.O.
Yeah, you really love T.O., don't you?
I just think they're going to be terrible with that. I really do.
Okay. What's your next question?
Will Chad Ocho Cinco Johnson return to form in 09?
Good question, John.
Because he really needs to. And people are saying, you know, he's old. He's not that old. He's 31. Look at T.O. and Randy Moss. There's no excuse for this guy to slack off already.
You know, the thing about him is that he's like T.O. He's kind of attitude and me and all that stuff.
Well, not recently.
If yeah, exactly. So maybe I was about to say that. Maybe things are changing, and I think he'll be a good sleeper candidate for 2009 for having a big year.
Yeah.
Fantasy football wise, I think he could be a bargain as well. If Carson Palmer returns to health, why can't he put up big numbers? I don't see why not.
He's 85.
Exactly.
You can't stop 85.
Out of the three teams switching to a 3-4 defense, who can make the transition fastest? Denver, Green Bay, or Kansas City?
Kansas City.
Why?
Because they're going to take Aaron Curry, the best linebacker in the draft.
Would you like to kind of like, you know, marry Aaron Curry? I can try to set
I'm
it
just
up.
Saying.
Right. I know he's good. I'm not saying he's not good, but...
Who the hell are Green... All right.
But changing to a 3-4 is hard.
No, the Kansas City Chiefs, they got picks. They got picks. Use the picks.
That's Scott Peel laughing right now.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. What's your next question?
Is T.J. Houshmandzadeh really a number one wide receiver?
Answer, no.
Why not?
Because...
And what is he?
He doesn't run... He's not... Okay, he's very solid, and he has good hands, and he runs good routes, but he doesn't have the kind of dynamic playmaking ability that you need at the wide receiver position. That is Chad Johnson's job.
Yeah, I think he's going to struggle on the outside there.
Yes.
He did a lot of slot last year.
He did, but you know he can play outside as well. And he's a good player to have, but he's not going to be... The Seahawks need to kind of just... You know, temper their expectations. Okay, what have you made of the changes Scott Pioli and Josh McDaniels, both former Patriots employees, are making in their respective jobs so far?
Well, Scott Pioli is doing really well by getting Vrabel and Cattle for a second round pick.
Yes, it is true.
You know, what else has gone on in Kansas City? Not a whole lot.
True, but I just think that he's making changes.
What's Josh McDaniels done so far?
I don't know. He's added loads of free agents. Brought in loads of players.
Has he done that?
Well, pretty much. I mean, he's part of the building process.
Keep an eye on the Belichick.
Well, I'll tell you what he is doing. He's getting plenty of running backs. I don't know how many. I think they signed 3, 4.
Maybe they're overpaying this year.
I think he's basically a Belichick clone, that guy. he's got loads of defensive players. He's got 10 running backs.
Well, if he was involved with the training of Jay Cutler, he's a boob.
Yeah, well, he probably was. And I have to say
then he's a boob.
He's a boob, yes. But still, he's doing a good job.
They could be so much better than Matt Cassidy.
Yeah. Okay, what is your next question?
Rex Grossman, Jeff Garcia, and Byron Leftwich. Are any of these guys stars in the NFL? And would you trade for... Well, you don't have to trade for Rex.
Would I trade for any of them?
You don't have to trade for Rex or Jeff, but would... Are they worth picking up and starting?
Well...
Jeff Garcia.
I think of those three...
Garcia back to pass.
Yeah, probably Garcia is the best one. Leftwich has shown promise, but again
the wind up.
Yeah. The wind up is too long.
What about Sexy Rexy? He's sexy.
I don't like him.
Why not?
He's definitely third on the list. He's just, I don't know, you know yourself what Rex Grossman's like. You don't need me to tell you why.
Tell me.
Because he's all, you know, turnover prone. It wasn't. Everyone that year when the Bears went to the Super Bowl were like, you know, we got there in spite of Rex Grossman. You know, I mean, he just He actually, if he hadn't turned the ball over as much as he had, I think it was 20 times, then they actually probably would have had a perfect season.
I thought it was worth
16.
No, he turned over way more than 20 times. He had
23 interceptions.
20
interceptions,
yeah. How many fumbles did he have?
Botched snaps and everything.
He fumbled the ball so much.
I mean, it was so funny. You should have heard it. It was like this. Yeah.
I actually think it was more like a bit of this.
All right, this.
Rubber pigs are good.
You mean rubber pigs? All right, okay.
So he's not starting material.
No, I hate him.
That's harsh.
I hate him. I wish he'd die. I don't wish that. Okay, big question here. Everyone's kind of forgotten about LT. Are San Diego going to re-sign him?
Who's LT?
You know, running back, Hall of Fame, the Danny Thompson guy?
Yes.
They will sign him?
Yes.
When? Why so quiet? Why aren't they doing anything? Why haven't we heard anything about the story for about 2 months?
Because they're working out a deal.
But it hasn't. It shouldn't take so long. He's probably sitting at home going, I'm just chilling out, you know, with my helmet on, with my visor of my helmet so no one can see my eyes, because that's cool, apparently. You know, that stuff.
He has to resign. He can't go anywhere else. He doesn't even want to go anywhere else.
Exactly. Well, they franchised Darren Sproles, so we will see what will happen with that situation.
You know, he's going to be like this.
I don't see how.
I'm going to be straight with you. I saw your penis, and I noticed the possible...
He's going to be saying that to the GM, and the GM's going to have to go, okay, let's sign you.
Right. And you have one final question for me.
Are the Bills set at quarterback with Edwards?
Yes.
But is that a bit of doubt?
No.
He looked kind of smelly.
Only in his second year as a starter.
He looked kind of injured. He got kind of smelly last year.
He got injured, and then he didn't play as well. But before that, the Bills were on fire. He is definitely...
They were on fire for like 6 games.
He's their starter. I guarantee you they will not go any other way than Trent Edwards. He is a very solid starter.
Okay, but would you agree that he has to have a good year this year?
I would agree that you have to... You were always under pressure in the NFL, and if you don't perform, you will be the next one on the...
Is he better than...
On the block. You know what I'm saying?
What's his face?
Who? J.P. Lossman?
Yeah.
Of course. He's way better than J.P. Lossman. J.P. Lossman deserves this.
Oh,
you think it's actually time for him to be pushed?
What, out of the NFL?
Yeah.
If he didn't have that thing where he fumbled it in that Jets game,
oh yeah,
I think someone.
Why did
him.
They pass the ball when they could just run it? Yeah, I don't know. That was a terrible decision. I wouldn't blame him for that. I'd blame the coaching staff.
I blame him a little bit for that. I mean, the guy came around on a rollout and just knocked the ball away, and they got a touchdown out of it.
It's true.
And it was like at their own 20 or something.
I know, they really needed that as well.
Why didn't they run the damn ball?
It doesn't make any sense. Okay, well, that'll probably do it for the show this week.
Rubber pigs are good.
They are. Very, very
Can
good.
Can you say the line again?
Rubber pigs are good?
Yeah.
So true.
Can you play it and then, like, say it?
Yes. Yes, I could. Let me do it right now, in fact.
Wait, play the line and then say it right after in the same kind of voice.
Okay.
Rubber pigs are good.
Rubber pigs are good.
Okay.
Sounds the exact same, doesn't it?
So, yeah, it does.
Okay. If you want to email the show to get our thoughts and
anything... Oh, wait. Do you want to check our emails there just to see if we have anything?
I don't think we will, but yeah, sure.
I told a pal.
Oh, of course. Raph's email. Raph, we love you, by the way.
Oh, yeah. If you notice that at the end of all his emails, you put a... He puts where he's from as well. He puts, like, Raph, Australia.
Hey, I'm Raph. I'm from Australia.
Okay. Yeah, look, go to one of them.
This one?
Yeah, either anything.
This one, okay.
Look, regards, Raph, Australia. Would you ever write David Larkin, Ireland?
Maybe.
No, okay. You wouldn't.
Here's what Raph had to say. Hi, guys. Was on a 49ers Facebook page today. There was talk of HWMNBN. Oh, yes, he who must not be named. Michael Vick going to the 49ers.
You just named them.
Sorry. A lot of supporters are against it. A lot believe Alex Smith will restructure his contract and fight for the open quarterback competition. It is about 50-50 on those who think Smith will be the opening day starter or not. Another supporter was looking for Jeff Garcia to return. One fan sees a case for trading Frank Gore. Why? Citing Frank Gore's injury prone history, etc. A sell high candidate,
no
maybe?
No way.
One 49ers supporter sees Torrey Holt as a possible pickup for the 49ers. He requested his release from St. Louis recently.
Regards, Raph, Australia.
So, what do you think?
Not happening.
Garcia,
Mike Singletary loves Frank Gore. He's not letting him go.
I like to play football.
He's not letting him go.
There's no way Gore's going. Holt is a possibility. I don't know.
He could use a playmaker.
I think he'll go to the Eagles, personally. And,
You know, Alex Smith, you know...
Yeah, I don't know what to make of Alex Smith. I mean...
He had no one to throw the ball to. You know, what are you going to do?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, thanks for the email, Raph. And keep us updated about 49er Nation. And I do hope that they do well, because I kind of have a soft spot for Singletary. And the team in general, so...
Yeah?
Yeah.
And Rubber Pigs.
Yes, very, very Rubber Pigs. Because they're soft, too.
In fact, I believe the star, the pig that you've been referring to, is somewhere... Oh, there he is, right over there.
Yeah.
He's right over there.
Yeah.
He's famous.
All right, John.
I see you have a...
We must sign off.
Wait, what's that little doll's name?
Marzipan?
Oh, yeah, Marzipan!
From homestarrunner.com, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, that'll do it for this week's show. Next week, we are going to be back again, of course, because, John, our off-season coverage, quite frankly, is unrivaled, and we are the best of all time.
I wouldn't say it's unrivaled.
Well, it's not unrivaled.
In terms of production.
Yeah, but we crank out a show every week.
Well, in terms of quality, it's quality.
We're going to try to get a guest on next week. Hopefully, our buddy Nick.
Hopefully, Peyton Manning will turn up.
The AFC East will be under the microscope next week, and, of course... We'll be reviewing another position, probably going to be running back next week, the top five running backs, which will make it for an interesting conversation. So
you know, I tried to get Peyton Manning on.
You did?
He didn't return my call.
Ah, stupid Peyton Manning.
What a jerk.
That's, yeah. All right. So this has been David Larkin.
This has been John.
For NFL double coverage in March. We'll see you next week.
Later.
Later.